Hierdie inset word aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.
Jy luister na Sake Koninkryksbouers. Besighede wat meer as net handel dryf. This is Dyson 95.9 FM and the Cape Pulpit 729 AM. And we're back talking IT, computer business, if you want to call it in a simple way. But it's much more than that. Some interesting words that I've been learning here and interesting stories about IT that I've never known before. And now I do know them. And I'm sure if you've been listening to these talks every week, you've also gathered a lot of information that was very helpful. So today, once again, we're talking to Bhuti and Wendy from Sompisi IT Solutions. And let's kick off and find out what we're going to talk about today. But first of all, this time, gentlemen, lady, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Gerard, for having us back again.
Yeah.
Love to be here.
You're almost becoming part of the furniture now.
Right.
So it's so
nice. We should get a t-shirt.
Yeah, you should get a t-shirt. Well, that's fantastic. Let's kick off today. There are many services that you guys offer to regarding IT to businesses. And we've already established that you guys don't just do big businesses. Yeah. You do the one-man show as well. But what would be your speciality or something that you would like to offer the clients that would make their lives easier?
Yeah, so one of the big part of what we do is what we call process automation. So what process automation is that, so as I said at the beginning, we are a digital transformation company. Mm. So we basically digitize your business, but we don't just digitize your business by giving a computer. You can still have a computer and still run things manually. You can still have a computer and still have somebody filling up a leave form and bring it to you to sign manually, and you go and file it, and then you've got 100 filing cabinets and when the fire comes and burn that all done, it's gone. So digital transformation in what we do is that we automate the manual stuff that you have. If you've got an Excel spreadsheet that you always have to fill in because you're managing your users' details or your partners' details, we can automate that into a system, into an application. Everybody is used to phone now. You know what apps is about. We actually build apps, but we build apps for businesses, which are much cheaper than building a normal app for consumers. So what that happens is that, I'll make an example about leave. You in your company, you don't have an HR system, but people want to book leave. How do you do that? So mostly you will find that people have got spreadsheet, they're capturing that. We can actually provide an app that does that on this SharePoint that Wendy was talking about, for example. That app gets accessed by everybody in the company. Then everybody can just go in and submit their leave. We can also add what we call automation, which is workflows behind it, so that when you submit it, depending on who you are, it goes getting approved by somebody, but via a computer without you having to print it out and actually type. So we've actually saved some of our clients a lot of money and a lot of time, because I remember one project that worked in where this client used to receive beneficiary applications. So like kids from grade eight, think they would apply for scholarship and all of that. So they didn't have an automated process to do that. We implemented an automated process where the students could go online, fill in the form, and then the form goes into the system. It goes through approval. It goes to different types of people for approval. Eventually they get an email that says, hey, your application has been approved. You've seen that. When you look at a bank ATM, that's process automation. You go in there, you put your card, the bank system software asks you, enter your PIN number. What we do behind that, we are going and checking your record with the card number, say, oh, does this match? If they match, then, oh, okay, we can give you the money. That's what process automation is about. So that's why I was saying our focus is your internal business. So how you do business, how you automate things. We talk about one person. How do you still collect money on time as a one person? How do you make sure that you got invoices that are being issued at the same time and all in a nice way, not unprofessional? That's what we do. We do those systems. But there's quite a lot that I can cover, but at the moment, I'll end there.
I'm just thinking the old days, how they got their money in was they sent somebody out with a baseball bat. Wendy, you want to add?
Yes. So for me, I think for a small business or medium business that is in, let's say, recruitment, you're looking for a new person to work with you. The application process, you know, the CVs, and then you have to shortlist a group of candidates. So if we were to simplify process automation, is making sure that process is seamless, where your CVs are automatically landing in a database and shortlisting candidates by qualification, experience. So all of that can be done for you. So if you're a new person starting in recruitment, you don't have to have a million people want to capture the data, want to store the data. So that's one example. And another example, if you've already been in business and your business has been paper-based, you can now PDF those documents and electronically store them so that you don't have to keep the physical copies anymore. So that when the term that the law dictates you must keep certain documents expires, you still have those copies in digital formats. So that's also work that we can do, where you move a document from a physical paper onto a PDF document and then create it in folders by year, by month, whatever the process is for filing in your organization. You can now have that version of filing in the cloud set up for you. So these are the different offerings that we are able to do for small businesses. So we can take off some of the headaches where everybody thinks business is hard because you have to keep track of so many things. And reality is, when you start a business, you should already be thinking three departments: sales, marketing, and then the back office of things where the admin still happens. SaaS must get paid when you get your money. So it's all of that being set up in an infrastructure for you, that you don't have to worry about those things because it's not your field of expertise. So there's advantages to adopting technology and early, and also the people you partner with, because for us, that's what it is. It becomes a partnership. And we serve a lot of nonprofit organizations that are constrained in terms of budgets. So we're able to work around what their need is and what purpose it's going to serve for your organization, for your ministry, for your church. So we work across different organizations. We're not only just corporate, not only just business. We have nonprofit organizations. We have individuals that we work with and that we serve in our organization, because technology has found its way in all of the aspects of business. So it's difficult to now do business completely outside technology. Even if you run a spaza shop, you still have to keep track of inventory and all of that.
Wendy, I have to, you know, almost like end with you. We'll get back to Buti just in a moment. People are listening to us right now, and they say, well, I like what I hear. I want to get this for my business. I want to get this for my small business or my large business. How do they go about? Where do they start? Well, they've heard about you guys now for 4 weeks. They've been listening. They want to know, hey, stop talking for a moment and just tell me, how can I get hold of you guys? What can I do? And how do I start?
All right. So on our website, which is www.sombisi-it.co.za, we have a client onboarding form there. If you have any queries, any requests, you can jump online and fill in that form. The other alternative is to send a direct email to support@sombisi-it.co.za or info@sombisi-it.co.za. And if you are old school and you like talking to a person, you can call us on 021-204-7060. We will have our team ready to answer your questions. Any questions, nothing is out of reach for us. So whatever questions that you may have, concerns, or even just wanting to find out information, if my current IT guy is not taking me for a ride, you're welcome to talk to us. We will share the information that we have, and we also share with nonprofit organizations the free benefits that Microsoft offers in terms of licensing. So we're very open and transparent with information. Whatever you can get for free, we want you to get it for free.
Okay, well, so that is fantastic. When they run out of answers, they said, let us phone Buti. Buti, last words from your side?
No, just thank you very much, Harold. And we're looking forward to hearing from the people. And we let us transform your business, please.
Well, I'm looking forward to that too. And Wendy, thank you so much, Buti, and for all the insights that you've been given. And we're going to continue talking week by week. We will keep you updated, and we're going to have some interesting talks still, and some challenging questions that will be put to the lady and the gentleman. And but they're going to answer you. Trust me, I know they know what they're talking about. It's so nice to listen to people that have integrity. They are born again. They are people that know what they stand for, their values. and my data is safe. That's the most important thing.
100%.
Thank you so much. And we talk again next week.
Thank you.
Alrighty. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Soon.
Jy het geluister na Sake Koninkryksbouers. Besighede wat meer as net handel dryf.
Hierdie inset was aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.